This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front-runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10. For you and three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's.
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, the love of my life, Nathan, going to be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were going to order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
So okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast. We're playing Wow or Now, Quarantine Edition, today on Good Christian Fun.
I want to see cats!
I wanted a kyuk, everybody, and I did.
Yeah, they are.
Hey.
I'm just killing.
Disgusting.
Okay, bitch, watch this.
I love the Zynga.
Jesus Christ.
Bazinga. Losers, in other words.
Whoa, why don't you want to get in the bathtub?
Bazinga.
It's Sicario.
You got me straight tripping,
bro. Are you familiar with, like, Calvinism as a concept?
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited.
Dakota Johnson, the working man's hero. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline. Real quick, did you watch Dakota Johnson's house tour?
Yeah, it was pretty nutty. Those house tours are wild.
They're incredible. I was just thinking about
resource.
Her and wondering if she's using her cold hot tub right now.
Now, the
quarantine.
One upside of the coronavirus is life is just a house tour of celebrities' homes. Did you want to know what Priyanka Chopra's balcony looked like? You can.
I now know.
Hey, we're here to have good Christian fun.
Yeah.
Caroline is dialed in so hard.
Yes, I am dialed in.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, Christian music, movies, entertainment made by Christians. But we're not here to preach to you or proselytize to you. We're not here to make you go to church or bash your beliefs either. Whatever you believe. If you believe Enneagram is your Lord and Savior, great. I love it. If Two Wing Three made you, like, saved your marriage, maybe our guest is mouthing what he might be on the Enneagram scale.
Wait, Ross, do it again.
I have no idea. I'm just putting up numbers.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. But I'll wait to be introduced. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Listen, Corona rules is like guests cannot stay silent
it's
anymore.
It's the Wild West. Guests can just pop
up.
On.
Whatever happens in the next 12 to 18 months, there has to be a pass for in terms of the validity of, like, people are going to be cheating on their spouses and destroying
what?
Marriages.
How?
People are going to have multiple partners. Like, it's going to, we're going to have to invoke some sort of corona law where it's like, you know what? We are forgiven. It's okay.
No, I disagree with that radically.
I think there will be judgment. I think there will have to be some sort of like trials, but it's going to be for people that go live on Instagram.
So much like Papa John's, Jesus you do Christ. Believe that there will be a reckoning.
Yes, there will be a reckoning. I don't know who the judge will be, but we will all be the jury when it comes to the people that have to apologize.
Please hasten the reckoning. Please. Yeah.
Judge,
I'm so tired.
Judy and executioner. You know what? We've kept him on the line too long. It's time to introduce our guest.
Yeah, who's your guest?
I'm locked and loaded our today grist. As well. Hey, you know what? Friends and folks, I'm doing the best I can.
Like, I'm doing the best I can.
We love him. Give it the hell up for Ross Kimball. Now, the...
Oh, I can hear it. I can hear
you
it.
Can?
I was waiting for Amy. Come on in. I can hear it.
Sing our praise to the Lord. Come on, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Up
oh, yeah. Let's just get into it. I've been cooped up for way too long in these four
doing?
Beautiful walls. I'm good. I've been going down too many YouTube rabbit holes. I think, you know, I want to get a lot done and I'm trying to stay motivated, but it's tough. But my wife and I have been laughing so hard at things that we had no idea that
like
we
what?
Thought was funny. We are in the phase where like little things that we didn't know about each other, like, oh, I didn't know you did that. Or like she's realizing now, like she would go away to work all day. And I would like usually, you know, day to day, it's usually I'm at home or doing stuff. And now we're laughing or she like has to knock on the bedroom door being like, all right, I'm coming in. Like, because like, I'd be working on something or just trying to find like the bathroom is a nice little area. But she has pretty much, we live in a one bedroom and she pretty much has the whole apartment, which she should because she has an important job.
Hey.
The so living room
that.
And everything?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this with Nate when he's working from home because he also needs like a private area because he's doing phone calls with clients. Yeah. And yeah. I'm not about to give up my whole living room. So what are we going to do? You know, he's going to be in the bedroom or I don't know. We're going to, I told him we'd trade around.
Now, I'm facing similar problems in my circumstance because Elmo always needs to make private FaceTime calls. And I'm like, no, Elmo, it's my turn now.
Yeah. And then you walked in on your Kevin puppet jerking off in the bedroom the other day.
Hey, come on.
You should have knocked. You should have knocked.
What are you doing in here?
He's used to you not being around.
See, guys, it's going to be the same old show you've come to expect.
If anything,
a heightened...
We're not going anywhere.
...better version of it. Because we can't reach out and touch each other and say, please don't hurt my feelings. Well, for the listener at home, just a little bit of context. It is, as of recording this, it is March the 24th, 2020. This is coming out March the 25th, 2020. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. As far as we know, we're fine and we're not symptomatic of any coronavirus, but we want the show to continue on. I mean, we're definitely going to know people that come down with it, and that's going to suck when that happens, but so far, so good. California has somehow managed to do okay with some of the social distancing stuff. There's a significant fewer amount of people in Los Angeles County that want to go to crowded places to own the libs, as is so the custom in other parts of the world right now. How many days have you two been fully quarantined? Ross, how many days is it for you?
Honestly, 7 days. And what that means is I'm not interacting with a lot of people. If I'm going on a hike, it's usually me alone. Or I was with one friend and I was like 15 feet away from him. And he was like, oh, come on, man, relax. I'm like, I can't relax. I'm not like, this is not messing around. It's invisible.
Relax.
You can't see it.
Ross, was that because, us four is like did a double date a few weeks ago. Was that kind of like the last hang
that we'll ever have? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we're hanging right now, buddy.
We're hanging right now, buddy. And actually, that was like the first or second day that like the elbow greeting was enacted, like in California, right, where it's like no handshaking.
I know a buddy of mine did that in Washington, D.C. When I saw him, I was like, what a little snowflake. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Cut to 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Glenn.
That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, and me and the engineer, when he left the studio, we're like, are we gonna do the elbow thing? And we're like, nah. And then we kissed each other on the mouth.
Yeah.
I tell you what, TBH, there's like friends who I've already said, like, when this is over, I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah.
Because it's just, ugh. Well.
Sure. You didn't say it to me, and thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, the girl who's number zero, number five love language is touch. No, I did not say it to you.
You want to kiss all your other friends?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you don't even like hugging.
These are exaggerations in the time of coronavirus. Yeah. I shouldn't be raising an eyebrow.
Yeah, come on. Corona rules. Cut me some slack,
Corona
Jack.
Rules. Give him a kiss.
Corona rules. I finally get a kiss. I've been waiting. Me, when COVID-19 spreads throughout the country, it's time.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hello, sir.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Oh, I was going to ask, what do you guys think about, what do you think will be the percentage of people going out to restaurants when we get the all clear? Oof, or like meeting up with friends, like getting a group of friends to be like, let's go to Chili's, let's get a group and get pizza, or like, and how bad will you feel when you're not invited to that big group hangout?
So it's one big mass hangout of like your entire network, and you find out.
And you find out through Instagram stories, like, oh, sweet, awesome.
Is it because I went live so much? Is
well, one interesting. That might be it. I was talking to my parents, who are just a wellspring of accurate knowledge and information about the whole COVID-19 crisis. And one stat that they shared is like, from like pre-9/11 to post-9/11, the restaurant industry took virtually no hit. It might have been down like $1 billion the next year or the next quarter, but overall it was so fine and it was so like minimal given the kind of impact of an event like 9/11. So this is just so unprecedented in terms of like what it's going to be like to wade back into the water with restaurant stuff. But given that and taking that into account, COVID-19 has like a fatality rate of 2%. So I'm going to say like 98%.
Yeah.
He's saying I agree. Everybody left.
Anyone who's not dead will go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I think people are really, me especially, finding out like, oh, if you can't go outside, which I love doing, what are you doing? And I think even to like creative people, it's like, oh, are you writing? Are you doing this stuff? It's like, yeah, but I mean, you just feel all pent up. And for me, like, to get those creative juices flowing, I need to go on a hike. I need to go outside. I need to be around nature. And it's tough when, you know, California State Parks just announced like they're closing down some of the major ones because people decided to take a hike and everyone got outside and no one listened to the 6-foot rule. And the hardest thing is telling people that are joking around about it. I mean, it's not our place to tell them to stop joking around about it, but what's it going to take for them to take it seriously and actually do this stay at home?
It's going to take one of their friends getting sick, I think, for some people.
Right.
It'll be that classic thing of like parent, you know, old people who hate gay people until their son is gay, and then they're like, I love them. Like that's what it'll take with a certain amount of people to take it seriously or not be, no, it's just the flu. Yeah. Who cares? It's just the flu.
Right.
Now,
I'm sorry about that pent up feeling though, Ross. That's got to be really hard. Like, I hope there's still some random strange places you can like go outside and get around a little bit. But something I've been also thinking about a lot is like, not feeling like I have to make the most of all the time that I have now and not feeling like I have to be productive or do yoga every day or whatever. And it's a little different, obviously, because that's like your livelihood versus mine. But it's also like we're all very scared. And so it may just take a while before you feel normal again and then feel like creative and productive. But until then, like, give yourself lots and lots of hall passes, because it's just like, there's no guidelines for this right now.
Yeah. Thanks so much for that. I needed to hear that, and I'm sure a lot of people, if not everybody, needed to hear that. So I appreciate that.
You know, and that's part of Corona rules too. You apply Corona rules to yourself,
and then you owe me a kiss.
Yes, and then you have to kiss me,
and
Ross
$10.
Kimball.
This is getting a lot more complicated.
Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait to cash in on all these kiss coupons by the end of it. Oh, but now, Roz, how do you think this is affected? You know, technically, I guess we're still a Christian pop culture podcast. How has it affected anything having to do with, like, faith, even meditation practices or your view of God, your relationship with God, and kind of the sense of overwhelming, probably the overwhelming sense of powerlessness that most of us feel right now? And the illusion of autonomy has been completely shattered.
Yeah. I have felt, more than anything, I have felt I'm in a position, you know, I'm in a position where I'm not financially strained. And I think I've been in a real, real state of just gratitude and thankfulness that there is, on top of being scared and, you know, what Caroline, you've said, just being uncertain, being in a financial strain would be crippling. I can't even imagine it. And so I've been really, really thankful. And actually, I can't believe that we're in this position. And we are in a position where we can help people. So we've already decided to help our local food banks and things like that. But my faith hasn't been shaken. I think it's one of these things where it's just a bummer that the people that we do hear from, like the people that are in leadership, you know, like these Christians, this Christian church in Miami that decided to meet, and like the pastor was like, oh, shake hands and hug. We're not, he said pansies.
Tight.
You know, it's like, God. Oh, okay, cool. Like, it's like, why are we showing that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of distraught, but that's always been the case since for a long time. But I've just been very, very thankful, and I think I've been more so. I consider myself a person that reaches out to people and just seeing how they're doing, just simple things like that. But I feel helpless, and so what I do is I just reach out to people and just ask how they're doing. That way, we can just talk it out, even if it's simple. I'm doing fine, or I'm good. Like, can we talk? Because a lot of people, I've heard phone calls have like shot up 500%. I think this is. I don't know. I haven't talked to someone in a long time. So that's why I'm rambling.
Buddy. So, yeah. Yeah, you can always come on here and talk to us without microphones if you want to. Yeah, it's one of those things. Good. I've been trying to make at least 15 FaceTime calls a day since has all started.
Oh, my God.
That's a little high. I might be overshooting it a little bit. But why not? It's the new social contract. You can call anyone anytime, and it's not rude now. Corona rules.
That's right.
I mean, my question when this stuff comes up from a faith perspective often is like, okay, not even like, how could a good God allow this? And all those like age-old questions that come up in light of events like this, because there's always been mass suffering. There's always been plagues and tragedies and tsunamis and things like that. But my question almost with a lot of this stuff is, how is God or a framework of faith relevant in a time like this? You know what I mean? I'm not sure how God fits into that per se.
Are you, I'll tell you what, I think a lot of churches that I follow back home, some of my friends either work there or started one. They were actually the first ones, even if they got the okay from back in Illinois, you got the okay to meet at church. They were like, we're not going to risk it. We're just going to go online. And actually a lot of people have been enjoying it. I don't know. I'm just scatterbrained, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I think this is a historic moment in the world of lack of motivation or focus. There's no reason.
Yes.
There's no reason to like, we talked about this a little bit on Second Service last week, just the underlying question in the subtext that's been made text for so many of us, which is like, what am I doing? Why does this matter? Who cares? With so much of this stuff, like, what, even if it's work, like personal stuff you get because there's just like a lot of relational and social survival that needs to happen. But as far as like day-to-day things, even like setting this up, because for the listener home, we are quarantined each in our homes. Ross is at his, Caroline's at hers, I'm at mine. And even like setting up a system where we could Skype and play music and hopefully everyone can hear it fine with just minor technical hiccups, which are actually charming in this age of Corona. It was like a fun little problem for me to solve today and just like figuring out the tech, because it was so manageable and kind of like globally meaningless of like, I gotta make sure the Skype works, but it was like something I could put my arms around in a way where it's like, okay, I can work on this for like the next 4 hours and figuring out. and like little tests like that. And people have been very nice and lovely writing into the show and responding and emailing like, hey, I work in a lab when we're working on the coronavirus and I listen to this, or, you know, I do this first responder job, or I work at this hospital and listening to the show. So, you know, it's hard to connect it to like intrinsic value as far as like the world is concerned right now, where anything that doesn't feel like necessity feels like frivolity. But I like giving myself small problems every day to solve, or even like little tests and checklists every day now.
I'm thinking too, I think for me it's tangible. I think it is one of those things, Kevin, where you're like, yeah, as freelancers, as people that, like, you know, our job is to get a job, we have been built for this. But at the same time, I feel like I can't go outside. I can't do the regular things that I do. There's no autonomy. And so I do feel like there's nothing tangible. Even though you do hear about things that are happening, you know, Elon Musk created 1,200 ventilators, which is great.
And we stand.
Ford. Yeah, big time.
We
big
love time. Him.
And I think it's just nothing. I think just because you are on this quote unquote lockdown, there's nothing tangible that I can like hold on to. You know, I'm thankful that I have a wife. I'm thankful that I do have technology. I have all this stuff in front of me. But at the same time, there's those things that you realize like you took for granted.
Something I've been trying to do recently is focus on, there's so much horrificness to focus on, especially at this stage of it where it's so early and so much is unknown. But one thing I've been trying to focus on recently is small positive side effects, which I know even that is speaking from a position of privilege because we're not medically threatened or financially threatened to like our lives are hanging by a thread right now, but just like small positive side effects of even how my internal life or my time alone is spent or the way I can treat people or even like the slower pace of life. And I think there actually have been some positive side effects too of like everyone sort of etch a sketch of day-to-day life getting completely shaken and they have to start all over again. And so that's been an interesting thing for me to experience as well. And just like, okay, if I slow down, because most of us just get in these cycles and these loops and we don't know why we're doing what we're doing. And this is like really calling the bluff on a lot of our like loops and saying, yeah, why is it that you're doing what you're doing? What do you actually care about? And what do you value right now? And there couldn't be like a more literal version of the metaphor than what's happening now, where it's like you can't talk to anyone because it's life-threatening, you can't go out, you have to spend solitude, or you have to be with the person that you're living with for now or your roommates or whatever. So like, what's gonna happen? So I think it's so hard to focus on like what's the opportunity here, as like messed up as that sounds. And I don't want to be a John the Diaper Piper either and say like God made us suffer for his glory so we can experience blah, 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 blah. But I think there is maybe some grace in this and maybe something for us to take away even on a day to, I kind of have to believe that as like a survival or a coping mechanism, because otherwise it's just like all bad all the time. And I don't know if that's true.
Well, I want to plug the House Party app.
Hey.
Right now. It is so fun. It's pretty much FaceTime. And what you can do is you can add up to 8 people. And they have like a trivia game. They have a thing called Chips and Guac, which is their version of Apples to Apples. And there are people. You can set it up where people you haven't talked to forever, you can set it up and play. I played for the first time a few days ago. Like maybe the first time in weeks I laughed so hard. And like we played, Jenny and I set it up and we sat in 2 different rooms and we played so we didn't have any feedback. yeah, it was fun. So yeah, the House Party app has helped out a lot.
Hey, Ross, I have a new joke for your tight five.
Okay.
When we come out of this and we can start doing stand-up again, you can say, yeah, during coronavirus times, me and my wife were in a long-distance relationship. That means I was in the bedroom and she was in the kitchen.
Now give me that kiss.
Now give me a kiss. Corona rules.
Everybody gets to kiss now. I love that. Yeah, the silver lining of like community feeling like a thing, and people figuring out like how much we depend on people we don't even know. You know, like the people that are working out like the food service industry or the you know, you just, even people that are farming the food at the top before it even gets to us and like making sure they're okay. And then down to like the building neighbors that I live with, and I'm counting on them, like not coughing in the laundry room and stuff like that.
Right.
But Kevin, you were talking about, you have to kind of figure out what really matters to you right now. And it reminded me that one of like my favorite, I don't know why this is my favorite thing, but my favorite things to think about is if I was like a POW, what I would do in my isolation chamber all day.
Because wow. I remember why a POW specifically, if I may
because
ask?
Because I saw, I think I was at a museum one time or something, and they were describing like how various POWs didn't, like kept from going insane while they were in their isolation chambers. And one guy, he like wrote an entire novel in his head and like memorized it.
Whoa.
So he write it down when he came out.
And one of them one of them got really good at TikTok, Caroline.
Yeah, well, got insanely good at TikTok. What I'm trying to say is,
I'm
my TikTok
kidding.
Is
I hear
edging
more. What was the
near
other guy?
Perfection right now.
Has your TikTok thrived, Caroline Ely?
No, I made one last night though, which it's been a while. But another guy built an entire house nail by nail, just stuff like that. And so I think about that a lot of like, when it gets down to the essentials, like what do I have in me and like what am I? And we're not quite at the stage. And again, it is sort of a privileged position to be in of like, if I didn't have a job, if I didn't have the relationships I do, if it didn't matter where I lived or whatever, like who am I? What is my character? What are the things I think about and like what keeps me sane? And it's interesting to be in a place where you kind of get like a small scale experiment of how everyone is dealing with that. And luckily we can still like connect with each other and keep a relationship, but it is cool seeing who people really are.
Truly, truly. It is like a truck is being run over everyone and revealing like fully revealing value systems, what you think you owe the world, what you think the world owes you, how independent you think you are versus how tied to other people you are. It's just revealing everything. Every system right now is just fully naked to see.
Are you surprised by some people and how they're reacting, whether on social media or how they're interacting with you or other people?
Yeah, and honestly, like sometimes I'm surprised in a good way, and people like doing these kind of silly like push-up challenges, or I saw on Instagram like put a bagel where it doesn't belong challenge. Like
that's actually very funny.
It's funny. Like that's the thing. It's like I do think we'll be surprised in good ways by people in the weeks to come if everyone's like obedient, which is a word I've been thinking about a lot, which is funny because I think for a lot of us and a lot of people listening to the show, the word obedient or obedience as a virtue is a trigger because it's like be obedient to the church, be obedient to God, be obedient to your pastor, be faithful, be obedient. And now we're in a situation where obedience to like the laws of society and the laws, like the things that the government is telling us to do at like a federal level, if we're not obedient, you might kill someone. And so it's really interesting to have to wrestle with, okay, I do like obedience is good in some context, even though it's like really easy to throw out the baby with the bathwater with some of that stuff.
Yeah. And it's not a dictatorship in this case. It's like, it's not an oppressive thing. It's like a life-saving measure, which there aren't so many of those, I guess. I guess like driving laws is something I'm obedient to because I want to keep people safe.
I mean, and being obedient to the church. Imagine if like you, J&O, meant someone would die. That would suck.
Wait,
someone does die, Kevin, when you do that. You
what?
Know that, right?
Oh, man. Did I cause coronavirus?
All those kids are gone.
Well, if I compare the numbers, that actually checks out. Oh, boy. Now, is there any, because I feel like on this show, we talk a lot about media that either like comforted us or was a salve to us or tortured us when we were children. Is there any media, Ross, that you feel like you've been going to now with this like newfound time and opportunity?
Yes, but I don't want to. Okay, yeah. There is a guy who I've been following for like 2 years. I don't want to say his name yet because I'm still debating whether to put his stuff out there. But he used to work at Busch Gardens, Disneyland, and Disney World. And all he talks about, it's just him in front of a camera talking about his days working at Busch Gardens or Disneyland as a photo pass person. It's very calming. He lives in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, and he like gives tips on how to become a better photographer and like why he loves Disneyland so much. And he gives very, very harsh critiques on Disney movies. Very harsh critiques on Disney movies. And he's probably built like one of the seven dwarves, where he's just like very stocky, but like
sexy,
rosy cheeks. And he's like, well, this is what I did, and I really like it. And, you know, I worked at Busch Gardens at Rhino Rally. I learned to drive. I got my CDL license for that. And so now, you know, if I wanted to, I could drive an 18-wheel truck.
Like, I love that kind of
that's his kind of style.
I like that kind of attitude.
And he's a pastor at a church in the middle of Missouri that has maybe 10 people that go to it. And he's like, it's just very calming. And I don't know why I keep following him. Man, what else? Everyone's talking about Tiger King. So I rifled through that. I finished it. I went on YouTube and I just typed in cartoon theme songs from the 80s and 90s.
Hell yeah.
And it was a 25-minute long video of just all the cartoon theme songs. Just the intros to like
tight.
Almost like 60 different cartoons. I want to buy an audiobook, but my friends, of course, like when you ask your friends, you get like 20 different audiobooks that you should get. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think once a year I try to find a book that I have no reason to read, in the sense of like, I don't know anything about this. Like last year I read The History of Barbed Wire. It's a 300-page book, just the history of barbed wire.
The Pamela Anderson movie?
Yeah. Yeah, just all behind the scenes.
That's awesome.
On how it was made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Distribution. Yeah.
Distribution.
Yeah. So that's what I've been. What have you guys been watching or listening to or reading?
Those are good ones, Ross. I want to feel share that fellow with me and like to watch that Disney Man's videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just YouTube.
Oh, you're going to make me go on YouTube.
I know.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Is that a bridge too far now?
Mm-mm. With all the ads? No way.
TikTok's going to get ads in a few.
Oh, he doesn't have ads. Don't worry about it. He doesn't have ads. Don't worry about the ads.
Ad free, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, I was really hoping that, for example, podcasts would be a medium people would gravitate towards during quarantine times. Turns out it's not.
No.
Except for the people listening to this, which we really appreciate.
That's true.
Thank you. Yeah, especially if you can't go on a hike.
Yeah, because it's a part of people's day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Gang's all here.
It functions in a different way.
In that vein of what Ross recommended, there's a TikToker named Garden Marcus. His videos are so good. It's a sweet man who loves plants, and he just takes you around to his backyard.
I'm in. Say no more.
He shows you how to like propagate a plant, but he'll also be like, we're just like plants. Stay hydrated. Stay positive.
I love that.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. Like it's always like that same kind of like mellow vibe. It's so great. I like him very much. He's very popular on TikTok. Thank goodness.
Whereas I have found comfort in crashing people's Instagram lives in the last week. Yeah. And having a little bit of chaos.
Are you guys getting Quibi for 90 days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've never looked forward to anything more. Quick Bites, Ross Kimball.
Sophie Turner show.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Which leads into the new segment we're going to be doing about the streaming wars on the Good Christian Fun podcast.
I mean, we have no excuse at this point now to not have a segment.
It couldn't be more relevant.
I will say, PureFlix is being pretty quiet during this time.
Yeah.
Well, you just wait. A reckoning is coming.
Wait, what happened to their streaming channel?
I want to see Malibu Dan. I want to see season two of Malibu Dan.
What better time to PureFlix and chill? Maybe we could start a freaking Twitch channel where we're watching PureFlix movies.
I'm in.
I was thinking about this today, Kevin, that we could do, you know, more movies here and there because it's less of an ask for people to give their time to us watch a movie.
Oh, because it is now. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because in the past we were like, oh, movies take a really long time and you can't multitask as much. But I think now people will be begging us to give them a movie because that just kills, you know, an hour and a half depending on the production company.
Yeah. Well, and you press play, put it on mute, it'll be fine.
Put it on mute and kind of like don't look at
and
the screen.
And just vibe.
Yeah. That's the vibe these days for sure.
On another front of Medium, I've been getting wrecked by
Caroline's burning a lot of her lift ups right now.
Oh my gosh, all I do is play Animal Crossing. That's honestly really helped my mental health.
I have a question. What is that?
It's a video game where it's like a world building. You're just on a deserted island and like you and the little community are working on building it up. And that's pretty much it. Like you fish, you catch bugs.
you fish and catch bugs?
You put furniture in your little house.
But it's awesome.
It's so nice. It's so nice.
Is this a kid's game that like...
It's for everybody.
Okay.
I don't think it's built for kids, but kids could definitely... go wild on there.
You know how kids love interest-free debt?
Yeah, you do have loans to pay.
Oh, really? Oh, boy. Did it become popular during this time? Or was it always a little popular?
There was always an Animal Crossing hive, but this, it was just insane, serendipitous timing to have a game where you can live a life in a community, you can visit other people on their islands and hang out with them. So there is something like... particularly tragically timely about it.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of dystopian, I guess, but it really is so pleasant in that world that I enjoy like being in that world.
For sure.
And if you get it, we can visit each other's islands and I'll come down and chop down all your trees.
And this is, by the way, this is not SpawnCon for Animal Crossing. The Good Christian Fun podcast cannot be bought by any video game platform. Unless it's that video game that's coming out in a few where you are Jesus that we need to check in on.
We can't be bought by that.
The graphics look really good on that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
On the Jesus game?
Yeah.
What is that? Maybe we should play that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, right. Ross, I'm glad you and Jenny are safe right now.
We're safe. And you guys stay safe, too. I think we just got Instacart. Again, not SpawnCon for Instacart, but getting things delivered is a very good thing. Staying away from people is going to be the best thing. It was Chicago, where I'm originally from. The mayor had someone on, a doctor, saying, if nothing happens after all this, we did the right thing. It's going to feel like you're losing your mind. It's going to feel like it's all for nothing. And if it does feel like that at the end of it, we did the right thing.
Good.
Yes. We're doing the right thing. Happened.
What are you watching? Kevin, did we answer your question? What are you watching? What are you consuming?
You didn't answer.
Just a lot of you porn.
That's
not true.
Well, this might be a good edit point.
What's that?
I don't jack off.
This might be a good edit. He doesn't. I think he does.
Wait, is the joke that I always jack off
does.
Or never?
Oh man, this might be a second service. This might be a third service.
Yeah, sorry. This is our third service.
Third service.
This is a night service.
It's all about jacking off. Yeah, it's an evening service for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's a Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Oh my God. No, I've thankfully had time to watch movies, which is something that weirdly is hard to get motivated to do when you go out to see movies so much. So it's been nice to kind of experience that at home. Watch them on a nice TV. And
do you watch new movies or are you rewatching movies?
No, I'm rewatching some movies. I'm watching movies I haven't seen before. I did see Contagion and I did...
Me and Ross are on the same page. No,
yeah,
thanks.
Ross and Caroline are both shaking my little... Well, if it makes you feel better, I got so derunk that I don't remember the last half of it.
Oh boy.
Oh, great. Oh my God. Just like this thing. That's how you should go through this.
Yeah, we should end it that way too here.
Are we going to become winos on the Good Christian Fun podcast? At which point half of it over Skype will be us saying like, what?
Yeah.
Yelling into the microphone.
Is there a GCF drinking game?
Drink every time Caroline calls me a cuck.
Or blows her nose.
No, I'm sure there's a bingo card, right? Like, drink every time one of us does a Gerbert impression.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know if you heard, Ross, this is very sad news, and I don't mean to make light of it, but Gerbert has passed away of coronavirus.
Oh. I wasn't ready for that.
We're going to have a Zoom memorial for him pretty soon.
Oh, boy.
Colby's going to be there. The Donut Man's giving a eulogy. It's very sad, but that's what this...
Salty is staying away because he is over 65. It's not safe.
Oh, boy. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with more Good Christian Fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I agree.
The first month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I really shouldn't share that info, but.
That's great. I made my
corona
own
rules.
Bidet at the
corona rules. See, it's a free pass. Maybe it's not a pass for infidelity, but it's a pass for a lot of things.
Yeah,
you know, that's my single privilege though. If I had a girlfriend and she cheated on me right now, I'd be like, you know what, corona rules.
Corona rules.
So she'll be like, so can I do it again?
Do you?
Yes.
I feel like I would have a girlfriend and she would cheat on me, and I would forgive her. I feel like that's who I am.
Yeah.
No, as You'd have us friends be like, absolutely not.
No, but if I'm in love, I would be the
quote unquote bad friend and be like, what are you doing?
No, but even so, when people are in love,
you're moving in with Jenny and I. The three of us are going to live together forever.
That's it.
Even when that happens, I put my foot down.
You're my son.
You're my son. I'm your dad. Here's the adoption paper. It's mounted on the wall above
done.
A nice you Photoshop make 10 free picture throws of the three dinner. Of us on a picnic.
10 free throws.
Oh, gracious. Well, we'll see. Oh. I feel like love is love, though.
Kevin.
What? I mean, not wrong. Not wrong.
See, thank you. I'm not wrong, Caroline.
But you're not right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. We're going to see how this works with the tech.
Let's see how the tech goes.
Caroline's on pins and needles. Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time now to play a quarantine edition version of Wow or Now.
Wow.
Ooh, quarantine edition.
Quarantine edition. Now, the new rules for this quarantine edition of Wow or Now is that we're all in our homes and it's completely the same game.
Riveting.
So the way this works, Ross, you've heard this on the show before, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the way this works...
For the listeners at home.
For the listeners at home, and then just as a refresher for all of us, as I do recall the last time we played the game on the show, the rules got a little dicey.
Okay. Maybe they were clarified, refined, you'd say.
Yeah, they were clarified over the past 7 episodes of playing the game.
They were way too complex. I came in and I reformed the whole system.
So the way it works is that I've prepared 3 rounds of songs for each of you. 6 rounds in total. Containing 3 songs each. And these songs are either a Wow song, a Christian rock song from a Wow compilation, or a Now song, which is a secular song from a regular people's music compilation. That they're popular enough that they were on one of those. And you have to identify if it's a Wow or a Now before the lyrics come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great.
I took a lot of brain power, but yeah, I guess so.
I wish.
I guess I have to have a master's degree to play this game, but all right.
Oh my God, it's not complicated.
I wish the people at home could see Kevin's little evil smile. After he explained the game, he like leaned back with a little evil smile like, then, oh boy, they agreed to this.
And then you gotta do this. Oh, come on. Is that what I look like?
Let's do it.
I've been trying to smile with less teeth because I am sincerely insecure that I look like what Caroline looks like right now, imitating
oh my God,
me.
You don't look like that, Kevin.
I remember a little girl at a friend of mine's house. It was her sister said, "You look evil when you smile." And ever since then, that's echoed in my head.
Oh, what a little liar.
Yeah, she was a big little liar. She was ahead of her time.
Lighting big little fires everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. Ross, you're the guest. So who do you choose goes first? In our virtual coin toss flip, you have won the coin toss. Who goes first? You or Caroline?
Caroline.
Caroline goes first. So round one goes to Caroline. Here's your first song on Wow or Now.
This is a wow.
It's a wow?
Yeah.
Caroline, this is a song called Karma Police. Radiohead.
Yeah.
Which is not a Christian band.
Wait, damn it. I meant now.
You said wow. I'm so sorry.
I know. I don't have a master's, but I meant now.
I'm sorry. We have to count that as a zero. I don't want to.
Who's we? It's just you.
No, I have a little panel of judges right here.
I sincerely meant.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'm going to say secular or worship now because my brain's frazzled from the virus,
from
as you know.
A W or an N?
That yeah, distinction that's pretty is too similar. Much.
I will be saying Lord Jesus or Lord Satan.
Thank you. Yeah. We're doing a Jesus or Satan.
Okay, we've amended.
Because I can't be losing points to technicalities from the Wow, we're now police.
Wait, Boot do liquor. You think? Wait, I do want to check in on this. Corrupt do you still pig. Believe that Wow is a Kidz Bop Christian song? As has been the illusion you've been under for the last 2 years.
Now that I think about it, I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll say Jesus or Satan for this special court. You know what? Corona rules. Caroline gets a pass for that.
Thank you.
She gets the point for karma police, even though I do have doubts on her sincerity. But she gets a pass for it.
I'm not lying.
Okay, here's the next one.
I swear on my Animal Crossing island, I'm not lying.
Come on. Come on, that's way too long.
The words haven't come in yet, so she can still listen.
Oh, man.
This is a savior song.
It's a savior song?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we previously established we say Jesus or Satan.
It's a Jesus song.
Now it's
all the colors of the rainbow.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Is this Michael Devia?
This is Testify to Love by Avalon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did perform this as a human video on a local TBN affiliate when I was a child. Yes, that is
true. Let's see some of those moves.
No, that's going to have to be like when we're actually broke because of the economy and recession.
You won't whore yourself out until we're broke?
Yeah, that's right. No, it's going to be like my version
that's
of a sex
tape. Right.
All right, here's
All right,
your third
got one more, right?
And final one of round one for Caroline.
Okay. Okay. Oh, this is a Jesus song.
I don't know.
It's like by a Christian band, but
this is indeed All I Can Do by Jump 5.
Jump 5, yes, I knew it.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Now, technically, Caroline got all 3 points of that round because of Corona rules.
Technically,
means I did get all 3 points. You don't have to put that condition.
No,
away.
We gave you a gracious little pass given the Corona, and
thank you.
And you were saved. You ready, Ross, for yours?
Yes.
Okay,
get
here
it,
we
Ross,
go.
Ross, I believe in you.
Round one.
This is going to be rapid fire. I love music, so this is going to be very fast.
Okay, here's your first song, Ross Kimball.
Oh, no, you already tore it.
Hold on. We got a little interrupted there.
Yeah, the snackening happened. The king of the snackenings came back home. Now, one tradition that I'm glad we can upkeep on the Good Christian Fun podcast is a strange man entering into frame in the middle of recording.
Okay, I'll do it again. So it's my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn now.
All right, let's do it. Wow. Jesus song.
Jesus song?
I want to say Michael W. Smith.
It's I Will Be Your Friend by Michael W. Smith. Yeah, you got it, bro.
One time I was in my room, maybe like fifth or sixth grade, singing, and like I was like singing like this, and my mom came in and she was like, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just singing. She's like, that doesn't sound good.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, that doesn't sound good.
Don't you love that you can count on your mom to tell you the truth though?
Oh yeah, absolutely, straight up.
You know, we stand our mommies here on the Good Christian Fun podcast.
We do.
Don't
My
ever
mom has
it.
Often told me I'll never lie to you. But that means I'm going to be honest.
That I believe. All right. Song number two. Song number
Ross,
two.
Ross, do you have like a good singing voice when you really try?
What am I going to say? Yes? I
don't yes. Know. Be honest. Say yes. I believe it.
I'm okay. Right. There is a fun game that my friends play. It's called Sing for Real. And you have to sing for real for 15 seconds. Like, not joking, but, like, for real, like a serious. And it is the most vulnerable thing
that
anyone can do.
What a great game.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'd rather people see my game. Hog than hear me sincerely sing.
That's really funny.
I'll take the singing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen your both, hog in some way.
Both are a little pitchy.
Pitchy?
Staccato.
Do we have an answer for song number two?
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I was talking. All right. I didn't hear it. Here we go. Oh, all my life. All my life. This is now.
This is now.
I gave someone life.
This is Casey and JoJo, all my life.
Casey and JoJo, all my life.
That's right.
Satan.
You got it. All right. Final yeah. song in round one for Rastafer Kimball.
What year was that? 98? I remember dancing to that.
That was 1962.
Oh, yeah. Fourth grade. Yeah.
All right. Here's the last song. Okay.
Oh, now.
There's no other. Okay.
One
now?
Yeah, now. Then they started riding.
Yep. This is The Way yeah. by Fastball.
The Way. Man, this played all the time on the radio. And they started packing. Still a jam.
This felt like a Christian song when I was a kid, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Caroline, you ready for your first song of round two?
Yes, I am ready.
This time, the points double. You guys are tied 3-3. Ooh. But now the points are worth 2.
Uh-oh.
Imagine the last man alive listening to this podcast. After everyone's been wiped out, he's like, well, I got one last pod downloaded.
Okay, so they're 3-3. Points are worth 2.
2-3. Jeez, I wish I had something to eat while listening to this.
All right, here's the first song.
Oh, this is a Satan song.
It is? Final answer?
Yeah.
All the small things, who cares, cool beans. Yeah, got it, Doug.
You're a SoCal girl. You should have known that, like, right off the bat. That's Blink-182.
That was all SoCal, the small things baby. By Blink-182. Okay, song number two for Caroline.
Ross, if it's Satan, do this. Uh-huh. If it's Jesus,
do this.
Do this. Yeah.
Disgusting.
This is a Jesus song.
I'm sorry. This is the night the lights went out in Georgia by Reba.
Reba!
Reba!
A country song made now? That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, yeah, I don't know if they made now. I just wanted to put Reba on. But your most famous song, so like probably, I don't know. Final song of round two for Caroline.
I'm going to say it's a Satan song.
It's a Satan song.
Yes. By the hands of
God. Don't get me wrong. Oh, Shakira.
Yep, it's Underneath it's Your Clothes by Shakira.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're right.
You had me. I was. Yeah,
this is Nate's song. This is Nate's song.
Oh, gracious.
Underneath your clothes.
There's an inlet. No, I do love the. Let's listen to the chorus.
Underneath your clothes. There's an endless story. There's a man I chose. There's my territory. And all the things I deserve for being such a good girl.
Oh, boy. Ew, stop it. Caroline, you can finger your husband later.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy the Super Bowl halftime show as much as I did with Shakira and J-Lo. Very fun.
Yeah, that was, oh man, that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, great gown.
True showmanship.
All right, Rastafer, round two. Yeah. You ready, dog?
I'm ready for these double points.
All
right,
let's
do it.
Here we go. Caroline has 7 at the end of this because she did miss one last time.
Mm.
She missed Reba.
Reba.
I hate myself.
Wow. This is Newsboys.
Yep.
Take me to your leader. Shine. Make them wonder what they got. Make them wish that they were not.
It is Shine.
This music video is still out of control.
Thoughts and prayers with Michael Tate, who is at the moment right now in the Oval Office making decisions alongside our president for what's best for the country.
Is that
he
true?
Knows best. He knows best.
Probably. Who knows?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Sometimes you're ahead on the news and it sounds like a parody, but it's true.
All right, song number two for Rastafer.
Like an endless prayer. Oh, this is J-Lo, right? This is Satan. Yeah, yeah.
There's a theme to the
Waiting
round.
For Tonight by Jennifer Lopez.
Waiting for Tonight. Oh, but I didn't answer. It's an now Satan song.
Yeah, it's a Satan song.
I can't enjoy this. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you good. No, Satan was implied. You held up the symbol. Last song of round two. Ross is two for two thus far. Last song.
Ross.
Oh, I can hear you call at me, you touch it. This is Michael W., right? Wow, this is wow.
It's a wow.
I know my brain is broken. There should be other things in my brain besides this stuff.
That makes sense.
I'm falling in. Somehow
I've lost my way. Has anyone checked in on Michael W. Smith during the coronavirus?
Let me call him.
Listeners, Caroline has Michael W. Smith on the line.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna
Did
hang
he just
up.
Hang up?
Just,
no,
he yeah,
just
hung I up. Hung up.
Wow. Holy
I didn't want to get close to that.
You didn't want
to
catch it?
Y'all ready for the final round?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Caroline's enthusiasm has no. Oh, she sent an emoji.
Oh, that's.
Oh, she loves it. Oh, she loves it. So, oh, there she is. Oh, the listener at home. This would be worth. Wait, Ross is doing a fisting motion. Ew, Ross. No,
I took a class online.
All right, y'all ready? First song, Caroline.
Say Satan song.
It is Roll Out by Ludacris. Parentheses, my business.
This was our senior year theme song. Like our senior year in high school, this is what was on our t-shirts.
That's
our
awesome.
Last year
like,
of high school.
Roll out?
Roll out. Yeah.
Just that's like cool. Roll out of school? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Rolling out.
Okay.
Later.
All right.
Hey, okay.
Second song for Caroline.
This is a Satan.
Satan?
Yeah.
This is The Best Thing by Reliant K.
No!
Yup. Yup.
Oh, no. Oh, the stakes couldn't be any higher. What are you doing?
Putting out a charger in my laptop.
All right. Final song for Caroline Ely.
This is a Jesus song. Wait.
No.
You were doing this. Okay, this is a Satan song.
What is it? Caroline, final answer.
I'm going to say a Jesus song.
This is Yellow by Coldplay.
You've heard,
no,
you've
wait,
heard
this is
this
like Yellow by Coldplay.
It's by Yellow.
You know why I can't hear it very well? Because of the tech.
What?
I'm not a sore loser. I just have issues with the organizing committee.
I've spent so long making this happen today. At the end of that round, Caroline has 13 points because each of those were worth 3. Or no, she has 10 points because she got 2 of them wrong. All right, Ross, it's all up to you. Here we go.
It's all up to me for my own destiny. Hit it.
First song.
This is now.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. My pants are too tight. I'm going to bend down. Don't look.
Man, legendary hog.
I looked.
Quarantine times, corona rules. If you're married, go do give yourself a little treat. Do a Google search.
Caroline looked and screenshotted.
Oh, it's actually Caroline's lock screen now. Yeah. A cock screen.
That would be sweaty. Could you imagine looking at? Could you imagine looking over at someone's phone and that's their lock screen?
No, I've had to do it.
It's actually
many times.
Very funny. Like,
all right, second song for Russ.
Oh, just by the guitars alone, wow.
Are you sure, though?
Yes, I'm positive.
Are you sure?
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, wow. It's all about is this Point of Grace? Is this Point of Grace?
This is Point of Grace, and it's their song, Saving Grace.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
It almost fell.
All right, final song.
Let's do it. This is tough. Oh. Oh. Wow. Wow.
Wow?
Just because the do.
Are you sure?
I am so sure.
Okay.
It takes a little time sometimes. Yep.
This is Takes a Little Time by Amy. Motherfucking.
Hold on. Was this on the Wow or Now?
This was on Wow.
It could have been on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she ever show up on a Now?
No, I think because they started after she was mainstream.
They started after, yeah.
Because it started like in late 90s and her heyday was like early 90s. But at the end of this round, Caroline finishes with 10 points. Rostifer Kimball finishes with 18.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll give you 2 points.
You give me 2 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't. Points don't matter.
16 to 12. No, I appreciate it. That means something to me.
Who cares? That was a quarantine version of Wow or Now.
Wow. Wow. Did I ever tell you guys that I heard him say that live in person once?
Mr. Owen Wilson?
No.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Yeah. It was at a place and something happened and he was looking at a menu and he goes, wow.
He said it. That's like seeing Urkel in the wild and saying, did I do that? That's incredible.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Or seeing a baby dinosaur saying, not the mama.
Not the mama. Wow, Caroline incorporates this information so quickly. Just last week, we were learning not the mama.
Baby.
Gang, time to wrap it up. Can we hear that sweet synth coming over?
Now I can. Yeah.
But you know what? Even though we're far apart, we're all in this together, and we're still dimming the lights and lighting the candles and lifting things up to the Lord, our pod. Ross, you know how this goes. We don't promote ourselves. We don't promote other people's projects or our own. We lift them up. And we start, as usual, with Caroline.
Hey, neighbors. Hey, friends. I would like to lift up me first at Caroline's Farts.
Where do you want the followers the most? What platform, if you had to pick, would you like them to go to the most?
Wow, that's a gracious question. I think I want TikTok followers, I think.
Follow Caroline's Farts on TikTok.
That feels like an expensive follow. You know, like they have to get a new app. They got to start a whole new profile. I will lift up a podcast called Shrink Next Door. A good non-murder investigative piece. About a guy who found out about his neighbor next door. And what a weirdo. Did I already lift this up?
No.
Okay, I've just talked about it a lot. It feels like I have. Okay, but I'd recommend that one. It's a really good one.
All right, thank you, Caroline. We turn it to Ross.
I'll lift myself up at me, Ross Kimball, on Instagram, Twitter. I take a lot of pictures when I'm outside, so you can follow me at Ross Outside. Travels and camping and whatever. Just when I'm outside, I like taking pictures. I have a podcast called the Kent Beagle Mind Summit, where I have some of the funniest people I know on. We improvise. It's pretty much like the worst person you went to high school with is now a life coach. And it's all comedy. If you want a break from monotony of life, they're not that long. They're always under 40 minutes. They're very fun. And I have to cut out a lot of laughter because we have a good time.
Hey.
So check that out. And check out Sir Willow on YouTube. I don't know why I'm lifting him up, but he's a fun follow. He's very pure. Very pure. Yeah, so that's that.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Ross. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere, and I will lift up...
Kevin, what follow do you want most?
What follow? Instagram is purest. I think Instagram is the most purest. Pure still. Yeah. Got nothing to lift up this week. Nothing at all. Haven't
none of your movies or anything?
Really? Nothing you're watching?
I don't recommend it to anyone. I like it. Doesn't mean you have to.
What about warning people? Warning people of going live on Instagram because you will sneak up in there and cause chaos.
If I follow you, I'm coming for you, dog. For sure. Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I rewatched Gone Girl last night, but I'm not going to recommend that.
Yeah, oh. Recommend it. That's a good one.
Gone Girl? It's been 6 years. Who needs it? I do recommend
it. I like
soundtrack.
A rewatch recommendation.
I think the Gone Girl soundtrack by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross is nice writing, working, focus music, and we all do need to focus in these trying times. If we had a nickel every time we heard someone use the phrase "in these trying times" for the next 12 to
18
months.
I feel like I hear a lot of "in these uncertain times."
Yeah, amidst the chaos too.
Amid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between amid and amidst?
I don't know.
Well, that's a second service episode right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun. Although, in these trying times, we get it. You can't support everybody.
We have to stop telling people to unsubscribe for budgeting reasons. I did it, and now you've done
I'm
it.
I'm doing it now, but it's real fun. I enjoyed decompressing with you last week on that.
It's
that
very fun. Yeah. We'll keep doing that as long as y'all want it.
And we'll be taking your Corona calls pretty soon. And then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We donate $1 to charity every month, and this month's charity is all of them? I don't know. What is
it? Honestly, I would say I'll lift up, like, donate to whatever your local food bank is.
Local food bank. The Los Angeles Food Bank we've donated to. That's a wonderful organization.
Yes, I'm sure whatever town you're in, you probably have one too, and if not, maybe you try to set one up.
Hell yeah.
Donate to that.
Food banks are great.
Mm-hmm. And hey, we're going to be here every Wednesday and Friday throughout the coronavirus crisis. We'll be here for you. We'll be podcasting. We got nothing else to do right now besides going into an anxiety spiral and FaceTiming like a puppet. So this is it.
Eating a lot of pretzel bites.
And eating a lot of ass if you're married.
Aw. Well.
For the listener at home, I won't tell you what faces the two married correspondents I'm talking to are making right now over the Skype, but let's just say ambiguous. Raj, thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Caroline just sent a crying emoji about eating ass. Like, when she thinks about it, she loves it so much she cries? I don't know. It's hard to interpret.
Thanks for being here, Ross. You're such a delight. And also, just on a friend level, it's nice to talk to you.
Hey.
Always. Always. I appreciate you guys asking. I'm glad we got to do this. We should do this more.
Yeah.
We don't even have to record.
There's no excuse.
Anytime. Yeah. And there's nothing left to say except for an Olive Pod's people said,
Amen.
Wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
Wash your hands. Wash your ass.
All right. What song do we go out on? Do we want to go out on a fun, funny song?
Yeah.
Testify to Love.
Hell yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
Everybody has to do real singing.
As I shall live, I will testify to love.
No, Kevin, no. No, Kevin, no.
Nope, nope, nope,
stop
it. Nope, 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 nope.
Kevin, still
recording. We're still recording.
I will hang up.
Though.
Don't.
I will
wait
hang
till we
up.
Hang
you
up.
Have to be nice. It's Corona rules.
No, you're not being nice. You're not being nice when you do that.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Nope, nope, nope,
Caroline
nope,
hung up. Oh, man. I mean, I get it.
Why'd she leave?
I don't know. I'm back. You have your
He's
shorts
done.
On.
Just all right, okay. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, bye. Reaches out to offer peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.